Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com. for a free rate quote. And as we usher you in to another NFL football weekend, we ask you, we implore you, for your own good, keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app.
I thought you were going to tell people to put a mask on the way you were saying it. I thought it was something important.
Well, that too. But no, we bring enlightenment, Rob. We bring entertainment. We bring inspiration. We bring all of that. And you will receive that when you keep it locked here on Sirius XM Channel 83, the iHeartRadio app, and, of course, Fox Sports Radio. My partner has introduced himself. What's up, man? How are you?
Doing great.
You sound good. You sound better than you did earlier in the week.
Yeah, no, I'm doing better. Things are coming along. And today is a holiday here in these United States. And today is Odd Couple Day.
I was about to say, I didn't want to sound like ignorant.
You were like, what?
By being
what
like,
they, right.
What
they
right.
Past, and it, right.
Right. But and no, then it was some day I should have known. But okay, explain Odd Couple Day.
Yes. Today is Odd Couple Day for people out there listening. And Chris, you heard it. The day is November 13th that Oscar and Felix started living when Felix was thrown out of his apartment by his wife. And so all my friends, you know, like all these people who are Odd Couple fans, They recognize this day, Chris. It's not a national holiday, but if you watch this show, November 13th, I was getting texts this morning. You see, I passed it along to you guys.
Yeah.
You and Rob G and Alex and Elijah, everybody are connected to this show because this show changed my life. And I'm not going to get into a big thing, but it really, really did. Not often, Chris, can you watch something on television and have it affect your life. As you know, I had a radio show in Detroit called The Odd Couple with Mike Stone.
I mean, it was a different show. You had The Odd Couple. You had Trav Talking Tuesday.
No, it was a different show.
You had Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. You had everything. I thought it was original when you brought it to me, but little did I know I was, you know, this, just second.
This show is original. This Odd Couple is totally different from the other Odd Couple with Mike Stone. But Chris, for real, this is how I got into the business on wanting to be a sports writer, was watching this television show. And I thought Oscar Madison, the sports writer in the show, had the greatest job ever. And I said, that's what I want to do if I can't play first base for the Mets. That was my backup plan. So here I am.
You got close to first base for the Mets, didn't you?
I what?
You got close, didn't you?
Nah, I didn't get close. Not at all. But anyway, happy Odd Couple Day
to
everybody.
That's a good story, though. That is true. Yeah, that's a positive story, man. No doubt. But to always remember this, Rob. I'm Oscar and you're Felix.
No.
Just always remember that. All right.
Have you seen Instagram and Twitter? Everybody says it's pretty obvious. You see my hat's on backwards like Oscar? Can you see my hat?
Now,
you see what
today,
I got on?
Of course, because you're trying to match the picture. You know, but come on. All right. Anyway, here we go. The Odd Couple for another 3 hours. We got Albert Breer from Monday Morning Quarterback coming up at the bottom of the hour. Obviously, one of the top insiders in the NFL coverage, so it's great to have him on. We'll introduce the Odd Couple crew. DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and twos, and this is where he really shows off. On Funky Flashback Fridays, he will get in the crates. He will bring out the B-sides. I'm waiting for him to do a little mixing and scratching pretty soon, but he is on the turntables. And super producer Rob G running things. And Steve DeSager is in with the updates. Now, Rob G, you got to remind me. I'm not sure if we have sound of. Okay, we do. Kyler Murray, and Rob, let me say this. Look. Obviously, there's still what 7 games left, so you know we'll see what happens. But I doubt very strongly that Kyler Murray's going to win the MVP award. But I gotta say this: our man Martin Weiss, who came on, he does Trolling or Rolling, and he said he predicted Kyler Murray would be the MVP, and we jumped all over him. And again, I don't think he'll win it, but I do owe him, you probably won't do it, but I'm going to give him a little apology because Kyler Murray is playing terrific football.
But that's not what the argument was, whether or not he was going to play. Martin said he was going to win the MVP. That's what I jumped on. I don't know what you jumped on him for. I just didn't think he was going to win the MVP this year. I thought there were other people in his way. And there are at least 4 people in his way, despite his numbers.
Yeah, he's so, not.
So
he,
that,
I mean,
so
again,
that, that
barring,
was my argument. Yeah. I mean, I
Well,
I
didn't
know.
Think he'd really be even in the discussion. And he's not in the discussion. So your point is well taken.
That's all I'm
he's
saying.
He's on the periphery.
I didn't say he was a scrub or couldn't play. I just thought there were like 3 or 4 guys who had a better shot at it this year. I know he was playing into the idea.
We probably thought there were more than 3 or 4. Let's be honest.
Well, I
probably thought
there
were more than 3. Yeah, more than that, I'd say. If I had to rank him, he wouldn't have been 4th on my list. You know, so, but anyway, he's having a great year. And so are the Cardinals. The Cardinals are playing outstanding. You know, not outstanding, but they're playing good football. And they are very much, very much in the playoff hunt, in the tough, really balanced NFC. And they got a good shot at getting in there after, you know, in just his second year. So it's really a breakout year for him. They're 5-3, tied with the Rams, second in the NFC West. But Kyler was asked today about their chances of contending. Or even, you know, winning a Super Bowl and what he thought about it. Here's what he said.
I come in every day, just trying to get better each and every day. Just so, obviously, you know, we're trying to win. I'm trying to win. That's the goal. For me personally, yeah. I think it's time. You know, it's year two. We don't have time to wait around and say, you know, we'll do this in year six or year seven. You never know. You never know when your last snap's going to be. So I'm always striving to get better, always striving to be the best. And I think that every time I go out there on Sunday, that's the ultimate goal is to get a win and put my team in the best possible situation to obviously to get that win.
I'm sorry, Chris. Can I say something real quick?
Yes, you can start this.
That soundbite lost it for me. So I know we were going to talk about.
Well, no, go ahead. Tell us.
I just that was zero to me. That wasn't bold or brash. That was just stumbling around. Are we going to win now? I didn't get anything from that. I mean, that's what we try to do every week is win a game, and we're trying to win now and. Not year six or seven or year. I was expecting other quotes. That I'm just saying that didn't move me.
So it sounds like what didn't move you is the way he said it.
Yes.
There wasn't any charisma. There wasn't
no bravado.
Any authority.
There was nothing.
But
right.
I think, and you know, remember, Rob, we had Kyler on our radio show at the Super Bowl.
Right. Down in Miami.
Last year. Yes. And I think that's just how he is.
No, I know.
I mean,
but
I think he's kind of soft spoken like that, and he's not. I mean, Lamar is one way, and Kyler's one way.
No, I get that, but his quotes didn't move me to be like a pushback against him. That's what I'm trying to say to you. Is at first my whole thought when the quotes were read. I thought it was more like, oh, we're going to win now, and we're ready to win now. It was just, you know, like I could just see him shrugging his shoulders as he's saying what he said. It just wasn't forceful. He didn't proclaim anything. What he talked about is how you should look at trying to win every game every week, but there was no proclamation to me.
Well, a proclamation that were you expecting we're going to win it this year? I mean, you mentioned bravado. I mean, that wouldn't have been I would not have been impressed by that. You come out and say, we winning it this year. I liked what he said. Now, again, you're right. I mean, he didn't say it with great charisma.
As you say, he didn't
probably
his chest
much
wasn't
of
stuck
a public
out,
speaker. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, that's fine. But that may just be his personality. Obviously, he's young. You know, he years from now, he'll probably be a lot more forceful and stronger in the things he says. But I do like the attitude of it's year two and it's time to win. Now, again, I'm saying it more forcefully than he did, but it's year two, it's time to win. He could have had the same, you know, attitude and demeanor and said, you know, hey, we're a young team. I'm still learning a lot, and you know we're just hoping to get better every week. And you know we're not necessarily thinking Super Bowl this year, but you know as time goes on and
we get better,
we'll be able to win. I mean, he could have said that. I like it.
I don't think that's what he would have said.
In year two, we're going to win. We think we can win. That's what he should say.
He should be worrying about just getting better, winning games, and just say, hey, we're out there to play, win every game, and we'll see where we are, you know what I mean, at the end of the year. But I don't think that there was any extra confidence or he's proclaiming anything or he should get extra credit because he has some sort of intangibles because he's willing to say that he wants to win every week and they want to win now. Everybody wants to win now. There's no 5-year plans in the NFL, so I didn't take anything from it.
Everybody doesn't say that. I like that he said we're not looking at doing this in year six or doing this in year seven.
Nobody
remember,
is.
We
Nobody
talked about
is. There's no such thing.
Right? When Dan Marino went in his second year, right? We talked about that. He went to the Super Bowl his second year. Everybody thought, you know, I'll be back. You know, we didn't get it this year, but we'll be back. I'm young. Never got back. But everybody thought that. And I'm sure he thought it too. We'll get back. And you saw Pat Mahomes win it in his second year, first year as a starter. MVP, you know, as well, won it in his second year as a starter, third year in the league, MVP his first year as a starter. Lamar, MVP in his first full season as a starter. You know, these young kids are coming in differently now. And they're doing some damage right away. That used to be unheard of for the most part. And so I do think he has the right attitude. You're right, he didn't say it with great, you know, in a way that's going to invigorate his teammates and all that. I don't know what he says in the locker room, how he says it.
I doubt he said much more than that. That's not his personality, like you said.
Yeah, probably in his personality.
It's hard to imagine he's different behind closed doors. It just is.
Well, some people are, though. There are some people who, with their boys, where they're more confident in the locker room. You know, some guys have to get used over years of talking to the media before they're really – I mean, virtually all athletes, Rob, if you and people – you know, you're the first few times you're in front of the media or you're on TV or whatever it is, you know, you may be you're not quite as good, obviously, or as comfortable as you are after time, over time. So he'll get better, I would say for sure. But, yeah, he didn't say it in a great way. But, in the locker room, he might be different. You know, it does happen to guys. But anyway, let's throw it out to the callers, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. And we want to know from you, what'd you think of Kyler Murray? Do you like that attitude that they should be thinking win now? I'm not thinking win now for the Arizona Cardinals. I don't think anyone was thinking that outside of their locker room this year. But they should be thinking that. Or do you think, you know, relax, buddy. You know you're not winning this year. So your turn away at 877-99 on Fox. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, on the Funky Flashback Friday.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
That's some funk for you. That's some DJ Alex Tyshirt old school funk for you. And we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's the Odd Couple. And don't miss Lowe's Provember. That's right, Provember event, because this month they're saying thanks to their pros in a big way. Now through 11/25, that's right, November 25, they have deals on brands like DeWalt, Spyder, and Metabo HPT. They also have events you won't want to miss. It's Lowe's, the new home for pros. Rob, you'll like this, especially sitting there with your hat on backwards. Guess what's on the MLB network?
What is that, something with Ken Griffey Jr.?
No. Well, Bad News Bears.
Oh, okay.
That was one of my favorite movies as a kid.
It's a great movie. If you've never seen it, you should watch it. Rob G., Alex, have you guys ever seen it?
You mean the one with Billy Bob Thornton?
Yes.
No,
he wasn't in the first one.
Walter
Matthau was the coach.
I don't have enough gray hairs in my beard to have seen
it. Go back. It was a fantastic movie.
It really is.
And you know what, Rob? It's just reminding me of how there are a few things as a child that were more fun than Little League Baseball. And baseball was my third favorite sport. It was football, basketball, and baseball. But as far as Little League, just what was fun. I mean, football, I loved playing and all that. But baseball was a lot of fun. Maybe it was because it was in the summer. Right. You know, and you didn't have to go to school.
Right.
And everybody sitting around watching other teams play. Bragging rights. Yeah, ice cream, the moms bringing, you know, the snacks after the game.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Little League Baseball was a ball, you know. And I just had to say that because this is bringing back memories. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Do you like Kyler Murray thinking, hey, we can win it now?
Ham in New Jersey, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ham?
What's up, fellas?
What up?
Yeah, I love what Kyler said, and I think that's the right mentality to have now, given the fact that that division is very tough for the next 5-6 years. I think that Martin should have took that bet. He could have four Jordans by now.
You think he's going to win the MVP, though?
Yeah, the season, you don't know. Somebody might get injured.
You wouldn't take that bet. That's why
he's
Martin
got a shot. But
out.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a
Martin was scared. I tweeted him. I told him to take that bet. I thought it was a good bet for him.
Well, Martin talked big. My only thing is, when you
get he didn't have the guts,
and we were giving him 2 pair to 1. Like that,
why I thought it was a fair bet.
Right. He would have won 4 pair of Jordans. He could be sitting here right now, Chris, when he comes on later on with Trolling or Rolling, saying, my man is on the rise. He could be sticking his chest out.
Yeah, he
didn't have the pocketbook for it.
All right. He didn't have it in him. That's all there is to it. He wasn't ready for the Odd Couple.
Nope. Dre in Michigan, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Long time no hear from.
Yes.
How you up, bro?
I thought y'all blocked me like I was an old girlfriend or something.
Nah. I only do that on Instagram or Twitter. That's me.
Oh, okay. But no, that's definitely the mentality you want your quarterback to have. You know, we was taught as kids, you know, shoot for an A. That way, if you don't make it, at least you got to beat. You know, you don't want to sit. I don't want no quarterback or player going in and talking about, well, we're not going to win this game.
I don't remember anybody saying that. My only thing, Dre, is just go out and do it. You don't have to say it. Isn't that always the plan for everybody? What's different? But for his mentality, you could talk to any quarterback in the league. Everybody's trying to win today.
What question was he asked?
It doesn't matter what he was asked. I mean, I'm just saying.
If your reporter asked him, what are you planning on doing? How do you feel y'all going to do this year? Then that answer makes sense. That's just me.
I don't know that every quarterback would have said, you know, like, we think we can win it this year. We're not
waiting till
year six or seven. He said the time is now. Now, a lot of quarterbacks would have kind of came like you did, Rob, with, you know, hey, we trying to get better every game. And, you know, we're going to try to go out and win every week and improve every week. And at the end of the year, we'll see where we're at. But I do think he went a step further in talking about how I'm not here to wait. He also said, which I don't think we played, he said, every week I'm out there, I think I'm the best player on the field. Now, I don't think he was being braggadocious.
I think most people feel like when you make it that you're the best. There are people who used to it doesn't matter who the guy is in front of you. You know what I mean? You made it to the pros. You feel like you're a talented person.
But I think you got to be at a certain level to feel that way. Like, I don't think – do you think Ryan Tannehill feels like he's the best player on the field every week?
But I think a lot of guys think they're – I think there are a lot of players out there who think I'm a bad boy, man. I know I could play this game. Sean in Sacramento, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
My uncle's from another mother, man. How y'all holding up? Happy iCouple Friday, man.
Yes.
Congratulations on that.
Thank Unbelievable. You, brother. I didn't know, but thanks anyway.
Chris, you know, from now on, November 13th, every year, we'll
Friday
be doing the show 15
too.
From here. 15 years from now.
Yeah.
And Chris, for somebody who didn't even know what day it is, you was awfully soggy about Rob's prior relationships as far as the iCouple radio show go, man.
Yeah, well,
you sound a little sensitive about that.
I mean, what if you and your girlfriend had all these special, you had a special song, you know, you had a special place.
They're all different.
Like, just y'all to your place. You had a special, you know, meal for dinner that both of you loved. And you found out that her previous boyfriend, they had this exact same things.
The exact same meal, the exact same place
to go and make out, the exact same song.
It's all good, though, baby, because he don't cook the food as good as I do. He don't dance as good as I do. And guess what? I fill them shoes out a lot better than he do. So all gravy, baby. This is the best iCouple show that could have ever happened, man.
And Sean, one was local and one is national. There's a big difference between the two.
Hey, there you go. That's why y'all got 100,000 followers each, man. This is the big time right here, baby. Fox Sports Radio. You can't get better than this, man.
My man. We appreciate it.
I actually got a million, but
whatever.
You know, whatever.
Yeah. He's talking about the ones that you didn't pay for. That's what he said.
1.4 million. Get it right now. It's
Weird
the
flex,
odd couple. We got Albert Breer coming up next, Monday morning quarterback. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The Monday Morning Quarterback, senior NFL reporter, also writes and works for NBC Sports Boston, does a terrific job of covering the NFL. Albert Breer, welcome to the iCouple.
What's happening?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Albert has more jobs than I do. Very nice, Albert.
Which is a lot.
Hey, so long as the checks keep clearing.
There you go. That's right. Your check's clear. I'm not sure about all the Rob's. Let's start in Chicago, Albert, where the news broke today that Matt Nagy is turning over the play calling duties to his offensive coordinator. First, talk about that. And then I've heard, you know, these are just commentators. These are just talking heads on television talk about he could be in jeopardy. You know, his job could be in jeopardy. Talk about his job security as well as making this move to the OC.
Well, generally it's not a great sign. When a guy who was hired, you know, because of his ability to develop quarterbacks hasn't developed one, and because of his, you know, ability to put together an offense is now giving up, his power to call that offense. So not great signs on where they are. And, you know, obviously they've lost a few games in a row right now. I think as much as anything else, it's sort of the sense of urgency in that organization in general, in that they've got this great defense. They've had this great defense for the last 3 years. And really now, as is the case with, I think, almost any great defense, you know, the window closes after 3 or 4 years, and they're approaching that point. And I think they know they need to get it done. And so, you know, because, you know, I think the ownership, upper management is going to have to act with urgency after this year. If they don't get it done this year, Matt Nagy's got to act with urgency right now. And so, you know, we'll see if it provides a spark, you know, but obviously they've done a lot of things right there the last few years in building up the defense. The skill positions aren't bad. But the quarterback, the offensive line have really held the rest of the operation back. And I don't know, maybe this fixes it somehow. I don't know. It seems to me like more than anything else, the personnel mistakes that put them in this position.
Albert, I was going to ask you that. You mentioned the quarterback. Did they rush to put Nick Foles in? And Nick Foles, we know his MO, which is he comes out of the bullpen for a little bit to relieve, you know, pitch and relief.
Yeah.
He's cool. As soon as you turn over the keys to the car and give it to him, he crashes it at some point. I mean, what did they just overthink this or rush to
and
go to Nick
Foles?
Should
they maybe go back to Trubisky?
Trubisky's hurt now. So, like, that's part of the issue. But there were a few weeks there where they could have gone back and they chose not to. And I think, guys, like, really, the quarterback competition, it was the only true quarterback competition in the NFL this summer. Like, pretty much every other one of them, even if they said it was a competition, we sort of knew how each of them were going to play out because of the way the reps were broken down and everything else. And because of, you know, the circumstances of this offseason with COVID and everything else. So, I think it was so close at the end. That the coaches sort of decided, like, we can't go to Foles now and then go back to Trubisky again. Like, the idea there was, if you're going to send Trubisky to the bench, it's probably going to be for good, based on all the history there, based on the fact that they turned down the fifth-year option, based on the fact that he, you know, really had struggled in his third year after having a pretty good second year. And so, you know, I think the whole idea was, we're going to give Mitch one more chance, and if he doesn't capitalize on it, we really need to move on. And the hope was that because Nick Foles was a little smoother running the actual offense itself, that that they were going to get better production out of the other 10 players in the huddle. I think right now, you know, what's happening is more, it's, you know, the offensive line, you know, like I said, that's still a problem. And I also think, like, unless you've got a great group around Nick Foles, he's not carrying anybody. You know, like, if you're really good around him, he can drive the bus. He's not going to carry you across the finish line. And so I think it's sort of, you know, asking a little too much of Foles and, you know, then the reality of the personnel issue around him.
Albert Breer, Monday Morning Quarterback, senior NFL reporter, joining the iCouple. Let's go to Tampa Bay. And, you know, after the game, the big loss to New Orleans, Bruce Arians, as he typically is, spoke his mind. And it was somewhat critical of Tom Brady missing some throws, not targeting Mike Evans enough, things like that. Remember earlier in the year, I think after week one, Arians said something critical of Brady, and everybody made a big deal out of it. Oh, my gosh, he's calling out Tom Brady. And Brady was like, it's no big deal. We're cool. Is that the situation with this week as well? You know, and is the media kind of blowing this out of proportion? Or do you see some issue going on there with Arians talking the way he is?
I think they're going to be okay. I think that this year has been an enormous adjustment for Tom. Because he's used to being in a place where, I mean, quite honestly, like, things don't happen like they happen with the other 31 teams. Like, if you watch the way the Patriots have operated before this year, at least, turnovers, rare. Penalties, rare. Mental mistakes, rare. Like it is such a tight operation. You don't see them giving away games. And if it happens once, it's not going to happen again. And, you know, so I think Tom going into this situation where it's, I think I would say a looser atmosphere. That part of it's been an adjustment for him. And, you know, when I was there at camp over the summer, I think it was pretty clear that Tom was trying to sort of put his fingerprints on everything and sort of influence everybody to try and do it his way. And that takes time, you know, and so I think that that's part of it, that, you know, there are certain things about the way the Bucks operate, because he's coming from the place that he's coming from, that frustrates him. And, you know, I think working through that's been part of the process for him this year. And then I think there's also the adjustment of, like, learning how to work with one another. Like, I think Brady's strengths don't necessarily perfectly mesh with what Arians has been offensively. I mean, Tom plays the position like a point guard. He's a distributor. Like, he goes out there, like, he has no problem dinking and dunking you to death. Like, if it's death by 1,000 paper cuts, he's good with that. And Arians has always, the way he's run his offense has always been sort of bombs away. And so, you know, they've had to sort of meld one to the other. And, you know, guys, I think that there was starting to work there. Here's the thing, though. It's like the old Mike Tyson line. Everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth.
Right.
It's easy to sort of find a middle ground when you're leading by two touchdowns, right? You're just working on stuff out there. It's something else when the other team gets in front of you 21-3. Now, what are you going to lean back on? So I think that that's sort of like the step that they've got to take. Like, they've got to figure out who they are when things aren't going right.
All right, that's Albert Breer, Monday Morning Quarterback. Great stuff, man.
We appreciate
the knowledge, brother.
Basically, he said Tom Brady stinks, but we don't have time for a follow-up, Albert, so thank you.
I'm not making any headlines.
This is the number two hater of Tom Brady. It pains him, Albert, that he's not number
Boston,
one.
Boston, they cheated me. They gave it to Max Kellerman last year, Albert. I was pissed.
Hey, Rob Max, made honorable Max, mention.
Max earned that crown now. I know that.
Albert, right, great stuff. Have a good weekend, man.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right. This is not just Odd Couple Day. History was made today. We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hold up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, yes. Bad Girls. Lil Donna Summer. Rob Parker. This was the song at his wedding. Bad Girl. Not nothing. I'm not saying anything about his ex-wife, but.
What you trying to say about my ex-wife?
I'm just saying nothing.
Wow.
Nothing at all.
I'm a
but
woman.
This was,
hey,
I'm just saying,
hey,
this
Camille,
is,
turn
this
the radio
Rob
off.
Parker's era. All I'm saying is this was Rob Parker's era. Donna Summer. Bell Bottoms.
I need a cold
platform
shower.
Platform shoes. All that. All right, it's a funky flashback Friday. Yeah, I love Donna Summer. That's great. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios. And Rob, history was made today. The Miami Marlins hired Kim Ang as their new general manager, and she becomes the first female general manager in any of the three major American sports, football, basketball, and baseball. And so
all four major North American.
And hockey, too.
And hockey,
yeah.
Too. All four, yep.
This was huge. And so I've heard some people say, you know, analytics now, because that's such a big part of the game. There used to obviously be talk about you usually hire former players or people that played the game and stuff like that. But now with analytics, obviously, you know, being such a big part, you've got a lot of men who obviously didn't play the game. And now it's opened up because the analytics is so huge. Congratulations to her, though. I think this is great.
No doubt. And for people who, I'm sure there are people out there, Chris, who are going to wrinkle their forehead and be like, what? And they just hired who? To be a general manager, she's not 24 years old, Chris.
Right.
She's
right.
51. She started in the White Sox organization as an intern. She has dedicated her entire life to Major League Baseball.
Yep.
I want people to really Google her. This is not some window dressing, some affirmative action hire to show that baseball is hip and they got a woman GM just because. She worked for she was the assistant general manager for the New York Yankees, Chris. She worked for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Go look at her resume.
As an assistant GM.
Yes.
She's got three World Series.
Stop.
She's been eight trips to the playoffs.
She's been around. She's put in. You know, somebody on Instagram said to me, oh, I'm surprised that you would be down with this. And I'm like, you're surprised that I'm down with equal opportunity, rewarding people, Chris, who put in the work?
Right, she's put in work.
She's put in work.
Yep. And she's Asian-American as well.
Yes.
So not just a female. But look. I'll be honest. I haven't been clamoring that, oh, we got to have a female GM in any of the sports. Or you know, we got to hurry up and hire that first female coach in the NBA. You know, that's not what I'm about. You and I talked about this the other day. When we talk about African-Americans being hired as coaches, GMs, and all that, these are sports that are dominated by African-Americans. You know, football and basketball. And obviously, we haven't dominated baseball, but we've been, you know, had some obvious
tons
of great players.
Our footprint is pretty big in baseball.
No question.
Okay,
it's huge. I mean, as stars, it's right there, right?
Right,
as many
right.
black stars.
Stars
as anybody right. haven't had, you know, as many numbers as others. But I'm fine with it. That's what I'm saying. I wasn't waiting, oh, we got to, it's time. They got to hire a female GM. No.
Right.
But she's like you said, Rob, she put in work. Oh. You know, and she's, I mean, you said 51 years old. She's been with two of the great, great franchises in the league. So that's what it is. She earned it. And yes. There's really no reason to say she shouldn't be a GM.
100%. This is not some, you know, and you know what, Chris? Had she been a guy, she would have got this job a long time ago, yeah, Chris. She wouldn't be 51 years old just getting her first opportunity. Let's just be honest. We've seen these whiz kids and these guys in their 20s who didn't play in baseball, who are smart guys and went to Ivy League schools, right? And they're GMs. They're 27 and GMs. Yep. She's 51. Before you just kind of throw that out there and think that this is some sort of gimmick or whatever, do your research, man. She is not that. She's not the one.
Also, Rob, Derek Jeter, of course, you know, he's with the Marlins and in the ownership group.
Yep.
And he became the first black CEO in baseball. He hired Carolyn O'Connor as a senior vice president. She's became one of the highest ranking women in all of professional sports, not just baseball. And then, of course, this move. So Derek Jeter, who people loved as a player, and actually, Rob, you know, this gave him a lot of credit this year for the Marlins, you know, having a nice run. Here he strikes again, and he's moving baseball forward. So good for Jeter as well.
No doubt. The Marlins, good for them. And I don't know how the other GM got fired. They went to the
right.
They made the playoffs. He got fired.
Very good point. Very good point. All right. It is the Odd Couple. We got 2 hours left of fun and, of course, funk with DJ Alex Teicher. But we got plenty more football and even a few other things to get into you with. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on in Houston. They have a problem.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.